this evening. It has been it's been a full day. It's been a beautiful day outside. I haven't been out there a whole lot, but I like today better than yesterday. And so we are thrilled to be here this evening. And again, thrilled. I just think we ought to give God a hand clap of praise again. What a wonderful morning. A goal of 20,700 and already over 22,000 has been pledged for Faith Promise. And so give God a hand clap. I think he deserves praise and honor and glory. That's a wonderful thing. We want to celebrate the victories that God gives us, and indeed all the wonderful things, when just like we light the candle when somebody gets saved, and we want to celebrate all the good things of God, and so we are glad that you made it in this evening. We're going to receive an offering a little later in the service this evening. Anything that's not specifically marked, if you have tithes and offerings, just make sure it's marked. We'll see if that gets to the appropriate place. But we want to give a love offering to Brian and his ministry this evening. There will be some CDs and things out on the table. He'll tell you about that later, that you indeed can continue his ministry into your lives and the lives of others if you're pleased and ministered to and blessed by what you see this evening. But we just remind you to keep your eye on the bulletin. Don't forget that tomorrow night at Springfield First Church, 7 o'clock, our general superintendent, Dr. David Graves, will be there and be speaking. And so we encourage you to go and to be a part of that service. The First Church located there on Kansas Avenue, just south of Battlefield. And so they're reworking their facility. They've got a new children's facility and just all kinds of things happening there. And so, indeed, go. That'll be a great time to hear our general superintendent speak. Wednesday evening services here at the church at 6:30. And, indeed, then into our regular weekend services on the weekend. So it's been a great day. We're looking forward to a wonderful ministry in music tonight with Brian. But let's just ask God to bless us and be with us. And then we'll bless him with offering. When we get to the offering a little later, indeed, if you want to write a check, just write it to the church. We'll write one church check to Brian for the entire offering. If you have loose change or cash, that's fine. We'll put it all together, and we'll give that gift to him to continue his ministry. But we're looking forward to a wonderful evening of fellowship and worship and praising God through the talents of his people. And so let's stand and just ask God to bless our time. And then we're going to turn it over this evening for a full evening of ministry with Brother Brian Hansen, who is from Nashville, Tennessee. Brian has some history with some of our he was at Mid-American Nazarene College. It's now Mid-American Nazarene University. He was at Mid-American Nazarene College when my brother was at Mid-American Nazarene College. And so we have some mutual friends through the Sucraws, who pastor at Pittsburgh, Kansas. And so we've just had a fun time visiting today, but we're looking forward to a great time in ministry. Pastor Don has had Brian a couple of different times in churches he has pastored before. And so we've been renewing old acquaintance. And isn't it great that God has got people all over the country, and everywhere you go, you run into people, you know? I had to behave while I was in Europe because I didn't know when one of you might show up unexpectedly. And, you just never know. So, anyway, we're looking forward to a great time. Brother Gerald Guerin, if you would, ask God's blessing on the service this evening, please.
Oh, good evening. Let's try again. Good evening. Oh, that's better. Good to see you tonight. Good to be in Nixa. Thank you, Pastor Gary, for working this out. I appreciate it. Good to see Brother Don and his wife. Yeah, we do go back a ways, don't we? Yeah, it's been, I was in a while. That's right. He knew me when I was a young man. So anyway, oh, it's good to see you. Well, you know, we've been around a long time. We've been around the Joplin District doing concerts and really all over the place. And we get up to Iowa quite a bit. But it is a joy to be in the Springfield, Nixa area here tonight. Just curious, I like to ask this. How many of you have seen me before, or this is your first time to see us? Could I see your hands? Oh, that's everybody. Well, I do appreciate that. We do this for a living, going around doing gospel piano concerts and throw a little humor in with it, and a lot of music, and who knows what we're going to have tonight. I hope to do something for everybody tonight. I really do. So I'm going to do my best. We're going to have maybe even a request time later on. If you've got a favorite old gospel song or hymn you'd like me to play for you, maybe I can do that for you. So, but let's just enjoy the presence of the Lord tonight. Hasn't this been a gorgeous day? Oh, I tell you, I went outside this afternoon, and I looked up in the sky, and I hadn't seen this. There's a big glowing ball of fire up there in the sky, and somebody told me, that's the sun. It's been so long since I've seen the sun. I've been up in Iowa doing a lot of concerts. It has been cold. Oh, folks, it's been so frightfully cold. I did a concert a couple weeks ago up in Iowa on a Sunday morning. Saturday night, they put me in a motel. And so I woke up early Sunday morning, looked out my window. Ladies and gentlemen, I looked out my window. It was so cold. I saw two robins putting a worm in a crock pot. Now, folks, that's cold, I tell you. But we go on. Anyway, well, I'll tell you. I was like that, Don, didn't you? I tell you, he liked that one. All right. I've been to his mother's church several times there in Rogersville. Saw her this morning, so she says hello. She says, call her, would you? So, no, she's a grand and wonderful lady. And but you don't know me, so real quick, I am married. My wife's name is Cheryl. This next May 21st, ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe this, we are celebrating 33 years of being married. You clap for that one. I think that is awesome. Yes. Yes, she told me the other day it's been 10 of the happiest years of her life. I don't know what that means. So anyway, no. She's a sweetheart. Then we got three kids. Our oldest is Mandy. She's 28 years old. She's got two little kids. I tell you, Lily and Eleanor. Oh, they are the sweetest two. Lily is 3 years old today. Today is her birthday. And so I called her yesterday and wished her happy birthday. And then little Nell, she is a year and a month. And got a wonderful son-in-law, Kyle. Oh, this kid, he is 6'5". Yeah, skinny as a rail. If he stands sideways and sticks out his tongue, he looks like a zipper. But anyway, but I love him. He's a graphics artist by trade. So he does all this cool design, did my DVD cover out there and stuff. Just love him. Well, anyway. And then my son, Matt, he is in Chattanooga, Tennessee, fabulous guitar player. I live in Nashville. I see and I hear the very best, and I really do believe he's one of them. I'm so proud of that boy. And then our youngest is Chrissy. She's 22, lives there in Nashville with us. She is by trade a professional barista. Do you know what a barista is? Yeah, a few of you do. Okay. Barista is that person in the coffee shop that's making all this new specialty coffee. You know, you can't go to a coffee shop anymore and get a cup of coffee. Oh, no, no. Now it's a mocha java, a lot of cream of whatever, and, you know, caramel and sprinkles and it foam, and they charge you $6.50 for it. Yeah. I go to McDonald's. I get my 44-cent senior coffee. Thank you very much. It's just fine for me. Well, I didn't come to talk to you, Death. Good play for you. I've got, hopefully, something for everybody, even some fun stuff. Yeah, this is Sunday night. We can start loosening up here a little bit, have big time. But this first song out of the chute. Okay, yeah. This is an old Johnny Cash song. He did this. Carter family did it. Several people did it. It talks about on the way home, going home to heaven. And it's a great old song. I hope you enjoy it. Hope we can do it justice. I am a poor wayfaring stranger. Here we go.
Thank you. Enoch talks about going to heaven. You know, folks, if we know Jesus, this is not all there is, because someday we will be with him on the other side. That's good news. Well, I'm warmed up now. At my extreme age nowadays, I've got to play a slow song, and then I start into the fast one. So now I'm ready to go. I've got a song here that is an old gospel song, When We All Get to Heaven. What a day of rejoicing that'll be. Now, if you want to sing along, please do. That is just fine with me. I have no problem with that. I love it. I brought the band with me. They're itching to play for you. So, look, I'm talking to a computer. Well, I hope you enjoy it. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that'll be. Here we go. One, two, three, and four. Like I said, this is Sunday night. We can sort of have some fun. I want to do a song for you that, how many of you remember Homer and Jethro? Anybody remember Homer and Jethro? Oh, several of you. Yeah, way above the average. Homer and Jethro were a comedy country duo from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And they had some of the greatest music I've ever heard in my life. I want to do one of their songs for you tonight. This is probably the most popular one they ever did. And it talks about a family that had more trouble than they know what to do with. I hope you enjoy it, and it goes like this. Thank you. America. You know what, though? I can't sing that song in Tennessee because it's too close to home. But anyway, well, we're going to move right along. This, okay, the ridiculous to the sublime. Okay, this next song, one of the most beautiful hymns ever written. Talk about a message. You guys know this one? At any time you want to sing along, please do, especially toward the end, though. It goes like this, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. The saved a wretch like me. I once was lost. Praise the Lord, now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
But now
None of us have gone too far. None of us have done too much. The wonderful, loving arms of Jesus can't bring you on home tonight. Praise the Lord. There was an old songwriter by the name of Stuart Hamlin. And he wrote a lot of songs in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, mainly country songs. And he lived pretty much the typical country music life. You know, he's pretty rough and rowdy. But in the late 40s, good Lord got a hold of him. And he became a Christian. He gave his life to Jesus. And it really turned him around. And he started doing a lot more, you know, Christian music, writing songs. And he'd had quite a struggle with alcohol. But once again, the Lord had really helped him and delivered him from it. And he was out in Hollywood because that's where he lived. And he was talking, the story goes, he was talking to John Wayne. Remember John Wayne? A lot of crowds don't remember. Okay, yeah, there you go. He's talking to John Wayne. And he told him about his struggles with the addictions. And they said John Wayne looked at him. And he said, well, you know, Stuart, it is no secret what God can do. And he thought about that. It is no secret what God can do. And being a songwriter, he went home and he put that down on paper. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
Thank you.
We don't have to live in guilt. We don't have to live in condemnation. We don't have to live in fear of the judgment. But we can live with peace in our hearts through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to change gears here just a little bit. This next song. I was in a church up in Iowa. I won't say where exactly for fear of incriminating myself or them. But I was playing this next song, I'll Fly Away. Okay. And it's lively, of course. And I told the people there that night, I said, if you want to sing along, I wish you would. And so I say to you, dear folks, if you want to sing along, that's great. Then I said to these dear people, if you want to clap along, that'd even be better. And I say to you guys, if you want to clap along, that'd be great. And then for some unknown reason, I said to these dear people, and I guess if you want to get up and dance, it's okay. And so help me, a couple hit the aisle. I'll leave that up to you tonight. I hope you enjoy it. I'll Fly Away. Here we go. This next song now, same year, 1939, Thomas A. Dorsey wrote this one. And this song just feels good from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And especially at the chorus time, if you want to sing along, please do. The grand old song, I know you know it. Just a closer, Walk With It. Here it is. closer walk with him. I want to do a song for you. When I was a little guy growing up there in southeast Iowa, this had been about 1964, so a few years ago, 1964. Every Saturday night, my folks would drag me into the living room, all right? And they'd sit on either side of me. We'd sit on the couch, sit on either side of me. And my dad would turn on the old RCA television, black and white television, turn on. And at 7 o'clock on Saturday nights, about 40-some years ago, what would we have been watching on Saturday night? Huh? Lawrence Welk. That's exactly right. Yes, Lawrence Welk. And I was so embarrassed as a child. I didn't want to tell any of my friends, you know, but here I was watching, you know, this accordion guy, you know. And now I love that kind of music, you know. But it just, that's how time changes things. But, you know, and I found out there's a lot of people just like me that were embarrassed of it. But now they cherish it. You know, it's great memories. Well, I've always loved that kind of music. Well, and I've always wanted to do a record like that kind of that stuff. And about 3.5 years ago, the good Lord just opened up the door and I jumped in. I did the record I've always wanted to do. And I want to do one of these for you tonight. This one is Roger Williams' theme song, Autumn Leaves. Do you remember Roger Williams? Roger Williams? Okay, yeah, a lot of you do. Okay. He, fabulous piano player. I actually got to meet him one time there in Ames, Iowa. Fabulous, wonderful man, good Christian gentleman, so kind. And so when I put this record together, I wanted to do something sort of in honor of him. So this is our version of that beautiful, beautiful song. We hope you enjoy it. Autumn Leaves, and it goes like this. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You guys are so kind. You clap and you sing and you smile at me. And I really appreciate it. You have no idea how much it means. Would you like some requests? I love doing requests. And it scares me because, you know, it sort of puts me up here just you know, whatever, you know. But I love doing them. And it's the challenge, I guess. So if you've got a favorite old gospel song, a favorite hymn you'd like me to play for you, I'd be happy to give it a try. So would there be anybody, an old gospel song, an old hymn you'd like to hear tonight, maybe you haven't heard for a while? Yes. Absolutely. The Old Rugged Cross. Sure. His eyes on the sparrow. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Anybody else? All hearts clear? Anybody else? He touched me. Oh. Christmas, especially when I do my big Christmas tours, that's when it gets dangerous. People ask for anything. It's scary. You know, people want songs like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. You know, just I won't do that tonight. So anyway, I'm going to do one more. Then we're going to take a little break, and Pastor will come, and he'll do the love offering. And then we'll come back with like about one or two more songs. So these are not equal packages. We're going to get you out of here and have a good time. But I tell you, I think what I want to do here is, I have felt it important, especially since the start of the year, to honor our military. Just for all that they have done. How many here have served in the military at one time or another? Let's give them a hand for all they've done. Yes, thank you for your service. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so I want to include one patriotic song in my concert. And so I want to do Battle Hymn of the Republic for you. And, you know, it's not that we worship the military or anything like that. We worship the Lord. But, ladies and gentlemen, God gave us these freedoms. And you folks have helped to protect them. And that is so unbearably important. So important. And so much, even in today, we need to protect our. And so with everything I've got within me, I want to play this beautiful song. Anytime you want to jump in and sing along, please do. It starts off with just more of a piano solo, and then I bring the band in. We sure hope you enjoy it. And after this, like I said, Pastor is going to come. But enjoy. Sing along. Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Well, it's been a wonderful evening so far, and we want to honor Brian and his ministry by allowing him to continue that and by giving support financially. So we're going to ask our ushers to come this evening. And indeed, if you need to write a check, just write it to Nixa Church of the Nazarene. We'll combine everything, and we'll write one church check for Brian for his ministry this evening. So thank you so much, and we'll look forward to some more music here in just a brief moment. Father, we're indeed grateful for the opportunity and the privilege of being in your house together tonight. We thank you for this talent that you have given to Brian and that he has developed, and the way that he has been willing to share it with others to be a blessing to them, the great songs that many have written, the talents that you gave to them, and the way that he is able to continue that and share that and be a blessing. So, Father, we just want to do our part to contribute. We want to pray for him and for his ministry, for his safe journey, and for the fact that that people would come to Christ, Father, because of the talent that you have enabled him to have. Take this offering, Father, tonight and bless it and multiply it and use it, that he might indeed bring honor and glory to your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the one people come back to me. They say, you know, we bought this at your concert a while back. It's helped us in our prayer time, helped us in our devotional time. And so if you like something a little on the artsy order, you'll love this CD. So have that. But then for the more traditional taste, I've got a great CD. This is simply called All Time Favorites, Volume 1. Piano with beautiful backup, some background singers on some of the songs, but all the old favorites. How Great Thou Art, In the Garden, Victory in Jesus, It Is Well with My Soul. Just wonderful songs and a little more of the traditional flavor. And then I've got my pop CD that I mentioned to you earlier, simply called Brian Hansen Show. Piano with beautiful backup, and it's just the songs from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. American Songbook. Unforgettable, Misty, Deep Purple, Autumn Leaves, The Way You Look Tonight, Till There Was You, Yesterday, Moon River, The Shadow of Your Smile, and Stardust. So if you like piano with beautiful backup, I've got that. And then the something a little special. The Bible says the Lord gives us the desires of our heart. And I believe that the older I get, the more I believe that. Because I've seen it happen so many times in my life. Ever since I was a little boy, I wanted to make a movie. Isn't that crazy? I want to be a movie maker. You know, and I thought, well, you know, that's a big dream. The next week, I want to be an astronaut. You know, but the movie thing always stuck with me. And I always would put it on the back burner. Just really felt like it was something God wanted me to do. But I always put it on the back burner. For 50 years. And a couple of years ago, a friend of mine sort of got in my face and said, why don't you just do it and quit talking about it? That's what it did. I made a movie. And it's a documentary about the Little Brown Church up in Nashville, Iowa. Now, you know the song, There's a Church in the Valley by the Bible? That's an actual place. That's not just a little cute little song. That's a real place up in northeast Iowa. It's called the Little Brown Church. And the movie is about the song, of course, but it's about the church, the history of the church. And then I also followed people that interviewed them that were married there. I talked to people married there a few years ago. One couple had been married 67 years ago. And I got their perspective on why did they come to Little Brown Church? You know, what led them there? Unbelievable stories, folks. You just have to see it to believe it. But I've got a celebrity interview on here, Jimmy Fortune, that used to sing with the Statler Brothers. He sang a verse of the chorus of the song for me. He actually gave me a little story about the Little Brown Church growing up, what the song meant to him. But there's a lot of laughs, a lot of fun. It's a great historical perspective. And the DVDs are $20 a piece, 88 minutes, full-length feature film. All right, so this isn't some little 50-minute DVD. This is 88 minutes long, beautiful story. And so we've got that. That's 20. The CDs are 12 a piece, okay? Our table is right out there. We'll be glad to take check or cash, real estate, or jewelry. So come by and see us. No, our table's right out there. Seriously, check or cash, or we can do all the major credit cards. But please, like Pastor said, you know, that helps out our ministry. And so please help us out. And at the same time, we hope we can help you out by putting quality things in your home. The Little Brown Church, an amazing place. Since 1912, they have performed almost 74,000 weddings. Valentine's Day, 1989, I believe, it was a Saturday. They did 29 weddings. It's like that schedule, Pastor. Well, you guys have a great time. I so appreciate the opportunity to come by and see a lot of old friends and make new ones and everything. And thank you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for letting me come in. I hope we can do it again.
I have a request.
Yes, sir. What would you like to hear?
Just very quickly.
Okay, yes.
In 1967,
yeah.
This is really not very spiritual even,
uh-oh.
But in 1967, my dad bought a brand new 1967 Chevrolet Caprice 396, and we took a vacation, which we never did, and we went all throughout the West and traveled around for about 11 states and saw all kinds of things, Grand Canyon, Mount Rushmore, all kinds of things. But the really cool thing was, in 1967, that car was equipped with an 8-track player. And they gave us a free 8-track tape because we purchased the car. It just so happens that 8-track tape was of a young piano player named Floyd Kramer.
Yes.
And of all the stuff that's on there, for about 11 days or so as we were traveling, about every 45 minutes, the last date would happen again.
Yes.
And so just briefly, if you could just give us a little taste of that before you finish glorifying the Lord, we want you to do that.
Right.
But that would just make this pastor so very happy. I'll go all the way back to my childhood.
Right. Yeah. 8-tracks, weren't they wonderful? The song would go along. How many of you remember 8-tracks, first of all? Oh, yeah. The song would go along, and all of a sudden, and it'd come back on again. You know? Oh, it's terrible. Anyway, yes, all righty. Well, folks, it just so happens. I did a show a while back, and I had this song in it. And so, Pastor, this is for you. Take you back to 1967. Here we go. All right. But she's going over there, and she's going to, she's a professional barista by trade. Remember I told you that a little earlier. Well, she's taking her gifts that the Lord has given her. And there's a lot of endangered kids over in Brighton. They're 18 to 25. They're just wandering. They're just there, you know, and they're just part of the culture, and they don't have any direction. They have no way to make a living. And so they either, two things, they either go into drugs or prostitution. She's going over, and there's a group that she's going to be a part of, and they're starting a coffee shop. This guy is starting a coffee shop. She's going to work there, training these kids to become baristas so they will have a legitimate job, so they don't have to rely on you know, the drugs or the prostitution or whatever. They can actually have a trade and, of course, minister to them and lead them to the Lord. But it's very much a hands-on getting kids, rough kids, off the street, getting them in, getting them saved, and getting them in a trade, and then being able to send them back out so they can make a legitimate living. So pray for her. I try to say this as often as I can. She's a great little gal, and God's using her in a mighty way. But she brought over one day there in Nashville a little friend of hers, named Molly. Molly's a great little gal, but her mom is a fairly well-known backup singer in Nashville. And I'd never heard of her, but she was telling me all about this. She said, well, y'all go on YouTube and look up one of her songs, and you can hear her. So I thought, okay, you know, here, there's 500,000 people in Nashville to go listen to, you know. So I thought, okay, but I'll do it. So I got on YouTube, found her name and typed it in, listened to this song. And I was just amazed. I'd heard this song, I can't tell you how many times in my life. But it struck a note like I've never felt before. And so I've started doing this song, and it's I hope you enjoy it. I can't do it anywhere close as what this gal did. But it just talks about how that no matter the worries and concerns that we have in our life, that Jesus is in control of it all. You know, and he is the one that knows what tomorrow is. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but he does. And we can take whatever trust we have and put it in his hands, and miracles happen. This great old song. And after this is done, Pastor, if you want to come and close, that'd be great. But I hope you enjoy it. I love performing this song. I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds my hand. We hope you enjoy it. Here we go.
I don't know about you, but it seems to me like there's been kind of a recurring theme through the course of the music that has been selected at random and planned as part of the evening. And sometimes we're aware of things that other people might be facing, and sometimes we have no clue what the person next to us is going through. But I just feel really strongly this evening that as we prepare to leave, that in closing, that perhaps there are people within this congregation tonight that this week some really important things are going to happen. I have no clue what that is. For some of you, it might be something physical. It might be going to a doctor appointment. It might be a test. It might be something that you're unsure of what the results are going to be. And you could just use a sense of peace and assurance from God. Some of you are undertaking new adventures in your life. And, you know, sometimes when we dive out there, it seems like we're diving out. We don't know what we're going to hit when we dive. And God knows. God knows. That's really what that song is all about. And so I'm just wondering, without anybody revealing anything, but you would be willing just to step into the aisle from where you're seated. Just step into the aisle and say, there's something going on in my life. Or perhaps even you want to be an intercessor. Maybe you know somebody. Maybe you have a relative or a friend or a coworker that indeed they're up against something pretty big this next week. And you just like to be in their stay. You just like to represent them tonight. And as we pray a closing prayer, that we would pray God's blessing over you and his protection and his provision for you. Because I believe that song is true. It doesn't matter what we face. God is God. And he's not going to leave us or forsake us. He's not going to leave us alone. And I would just like for us to go from this place tonight with that sense of what that song really represents and what kind of has been the theme of the whole night, that God is all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's all-sufficient. So we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to fear. We don't have to be anxious. We can put it in his hands. Trust him with whatever it is. Anybody like that? Just if maybe you're going to encounter something, just step out into the aisle, either side where you're at. We just want to pray a blessing over you. And you can come forward if you'd like, or you can just stand where you are. You know, sometimes what's on the surface and what seems to be obvious isn't always the obvious. And so sometimes we need people to pray for us, and sometimes we need to be intercessors to pray for others. But God knows it all, and we can trust him. Let's pray together tonight. Father, we are indeed grateful for your great love for us. The Bible says you lavished it on us. We weren't deserving. The Bible also says that we can cast all our cares on you, for you care for us. And Lord, we are again thankful for this talent that you have given to Brian. And thank you that he's come to share it with us tonight. And certainly the songs have been a blessing. There have been fun songs. There have been songs that have been very worshipful. There have been songs that have been truly inspirational. And Lord, we need that. Sometimes we just need to be able to relax in you and enjoy you and just let you speak to our hearts. And Lord, I just feel like that as pastor of these people, that you spoke to my heart and said that you want to say to them, you're in my hand. That Lord, you're going to lead us through. You're going to help us with the challenges of life. You're going to give provision. You're going to give blessing. You're going to give protection. And Lord, even the things that we don't know about, the things are part of that unknown bundle that we gave to you when we gave you our whole heart and life, that Lord, you're gonna see us through. Lord, now we pray that you would help us to truly trust you, not to give you direction, not to set a timetable or a deadline for you, but to say, Lord, even when we don't understand, we trust. And Lord, here's our lives and our hopes and our dreams, or the hopes and dreams of our friends. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you indeed would touch them, that you would provide for them, that you would protect them, that you would shore them up, Father. That even though things may seem impossible, that, Lord, you are there and that you will carry us through. Like that poem we've heard about so many times, the footprints in the sand. When we can't make it on our own, one step further, that you pick us up and you carry us. It's like when we were kids. And we get too tired to go another step. Maybe our mom or our dad or another adult would pick us up and carry us. Lord, you want to carry us. And so we surrender and yield these situations in our lives to you afresh and anew tonight. And we ask you to fill us with your Spirit, your presence, your peace. And may we go forth in confidence that it's well with our souls and God's got everything in control. And we'll give you praise for it all in Jesus' powerful and precious name, and all God's people said, amen.